I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain.
All right, welcome again to Sean Hammer, and today may be short, it might be long, I have no idea yet, but today we will be talking about Malifaux, and today, most importantly, it will be about the new faction, the Explorer Society. Which one? Which one exactly? It's going to be the Explorer Society, but what group within there? I don't know yet. I'm kind of just making this up as I go along, as you can just... Rest assured I do every time I do a podcast, pretty much. So first and foremost, let's talk about what I've been doing. Working, avoiding COVID, and not doing any Christmas shopping. Happy holidays, everybody, and Merry Christmas. That's coming up pretty soon. I've been buying myself stuff. And one of the things I bought myself for Christmas is my annual Black Friday Christmas order from Weird. This year I got some mini corns from my granddaughter. I got the Sparkle Pig as my free gift. So, Sparkle Pig we might use as Gracie because I don't know if I really care for the War Pig as much as I care for Gracie. The mini corns, I only got two, so I might use them as Squealers. Who knows for her group because we used My Little Pony figures for her piglets. Got this weird Waldo thing I'm probably going to give away and not really give a crap about, so. Yeah, who knows what I'm going to do with that. Just junk, I guess. I think it's junk, but anyway, I'm not going to use it. I probably should have saved up, spent a little bit more money, or maybe got two packs of mini corns instead, but I didn't. I got the Void thing box set. It came with a sign and a Void. Which I didn't need a second one of him, but it came with three Void Hunters, which I needed those to finish off my Terra crew. I'm very, 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 very excited about that. I bought the Explore Society book, which is pretty damn fantastic. Let me just tell you, I'll get to that in a minute. I purchased the robot. There is the Alt-Rail Golem for my Mayfang Bubblegum crew, whatever it is, and there's quite a few models still missing for that crew to make it complete. I have a few ideas what I'm going to do, which I'm going to keep it close to the chest a little bit. So when I pop them up, it might be original, may not be. It's not original because I'm copying somebody else's idea to make it original, but their idea is original, but it's not Malifaux original. Okay. That being said, I confuse everyone, so, and myself probably, in the middle of it. So there's that. I got the book. Yes. The big purchase in there was the McCabe alternate box set, the Wild Ones. I had that box set already and I sold it. Got rid of it, I should say. I thought, I'm not going to ever play this. Then I did a thing a while back into the summer months and whatever. Well, I signed a non-disclosure agreement, and I decided to go ahead and preview and play and go over the Explorer Society group, as a whole. Now, I didn't get a lot of freaking games in and stuff, and it wasn't really that helpful enough to actually participate and get my name in the book, which is okay, because the whole COVID shit, and I'm not that great at Vassal at all. So I did some things I wasn't supposed to. I played with my wife, and a lot of fake games within myself. So those don't count when you're doing them. When you're trying to do games to playtest. But anyway, I went through and I did what I did and went over the book and I got sneak peeks on everything and I kept my mouth shut, so I'm really freaking proud of myself. So I got a little bit of insight and stuff before that, and I kept my mouth shut, so that was cool. So I knew from the get-go that the Wastrels, McCabe, was going to have something in his group that a lot of people are complaining, because you in the Wild Ones box set you get two riders on their wheels, and you know they were like, oh, what do I use these for, this is crap, I can't use the guild, and I'm like, blah blah blah, cry me a river freaking, because everyone that took them, it was on my big old bitch fit list thing, and they were taking or that Francisco Ortega or Santiago, anyway, you get my drift, stay in your lane, I say. But anyway, so, yeah, anyway, so it came up these things at the, McCabe, now can have, the whatchamacallit, so the riders. So, I'm like, I knew it was coming, I was like, oh, so happy I got to see it, and they could have the, what they call, blah, 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 let me just find them, right quick, and I'll pop them up, why not, right? Lucas McCabe hires Explorer Society, Rough Riders. So these two riders are Rough Riders, but when you buy them now, you get the card that matches the name characters that are in the Wild Ones box set, and they count as the Rough Riders and stuff like that. And if you got Bass, you can still buy the Rough Riders, and you can still have them kind of his Indian theme, which I'm going to do anyway, because, well, I like stuff, and I'm going to buy it, and I got to have the giant sandworm, which we'll go over, and we'll touch up the things that make up the rest of those crews, and later, like a mid-break, we'll go over some versatile stuff that the Explorer Societies have. So, that was pretty cool. So I got the McCabe box set. I got the book, I got the my robot, I got some piglets for my granddaughter, my book, so it was pretty cool. I made the $200 mark so I can get the extra stuff. Still did not get the Baby Cade or the candy model, because I think the Baby Cade Halloween model is garbage. Sorry. And the candy model is not far out from what the other one looks like. She's holding her head rather than a basket. I'm like, it's not really, the model's small. One way or another, it's just small. It doesn't really matter to me which one is which. So, yeah, and I think the Baby Cade, the third edition model pose for Baby Cade is much more creepier than the other one. And the one when he's walking around doofy like a teddy bear is dumb. Yeah. That being said, hate me if you want. I didn't like it, so I kept the one I had. Yeah, simple as that. So, yeah. So I've been painting the Nightmare. Oh, I don't know what Nightmare, but the Halloween box set for Pandora. Slowly making progress in that, because I have not been painting a lot. Have not been Christmas shopping. Just been working, sleeping, working out, sleeping. It's COVID bullcrap. Welcome to 2020. Blah blah blah, and that's it. Buddies of mine are getting closer to opening up their hobby store, so you'll actually see Sean Hammer get a little bit more freaking professional here pretty soon, because I know that they'll want a little bit more professionalism, and yeah, that'll happen here. So that's a little bit into everything. Did my podcast episode last time, and today we will jump into an Explorer Society. Okay, first and foremost, the book is pretty damn cool. A lot of nice flavor to it, or fluff, which my wife hates the word fluff. It's shiny, it's new. Of course, everyone's going to love it and jump into it. Second of all, some of the crews, I don't understand exactly how they are Explorer Society, because they're just weird. They're not jumping at me as saying, hey, we're exploring the wild. Some do, some don't. Some just like, kind of feel to me like they're already expanded into this universe here, and it doesn't seem new. But hey, each their own. Maybe I didn't read enough into the book, so my own ignorance may be at play here. Second of all, a lot of new stuff in this book, so it's cool. Unfortunately, when new stuff comes, new abilities. We're pushing the fact is we're getting close to, is this a new condition or not? So I'm like, I don't want the bloat to happen again and then say, oh, we got to go through and look at it again. But that being said, some of the freaking models are sweet, and of course, people run just like the new stuff, and it's a great jumping point for get somebody into the thing because it's new. Might be easier to get somebody into the game because it's something that not everyone's playing. The Explorer Society seems to be lacking one important crew, a crew that's pretty much important throughout Malifaux, and I hate to see them not represented fairly in this booklet, and that would be Gremlins. But anyway, well, it is what it is, even though the effigy is kind of looks like a gremlin, not a puppet. But anyway, we are looking at quite a few masters that go for different play styles, as it were, models that look pretty neat, play styles that are different, and models that are definitely something that we have never seen before in Malifaux, so that's cool. Let's see, we got some, got quite a few here. So it needs to, it jumps into a nice little feeling. It's nice to see another faction book squeezed in there. Gives the game a nice little refresher and takes a little stale out of it, I think. And so it's pretty nice. We're looking at two masters that already existed, but they're expanded. So they were in the last edition, but they're expanded a little bit more in crew-wise. That would be Cornelius Bass and Lucas McCabe. But we're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 new masters. Okay. And which one will we go in today? Well, that is a freaking choice. I mean, we have a hunter that reminds me of Theodore Roosevelt a little bit. We have a deep sea diver, which I think it's deep sea, but it could be whatever. Their crew's worthy, and I kind of dig them, but the aesthetics of, I think the models are coming out really aren't my liking a little bit. I wish it was a little bit more seaworthy. We have some really cool stuff, but you know what? I'm just going to jump really into the thing. I could go Lord Cooper today, because I believe he's one of the first ones that are going to be released. And he comes with a pretty big surprise coming out this month or next. Or we could go on to the next one, which I think is probably my crew that I'm going to be touching on soon. I say this crew I'm going to play, I'm probably going to buy everything, because that's just the freaking way it seems to be. So let's just go ahead. And, oh God, it's just what it is. And let's just go Lord Cooper today. Lord Cooper is what we're touching on. I was going to go English Ivan. And that's the one I'm probably next. And we're going English Ivan, boys and girls. That's the one we're doing, is English Ivan. That's the master we're going to touch on today. Bam. And you say, English Ivan, Sean, what the F is English Ivan? And I will go ahead and tell you what English Ivan is. He is a dapper young guy. Young, old, who knows what he is. He is a master he's living. He belongs to DUA, for a keyword, also Umbra. DUA is the Department of Ungentlemanly Affairs. Really weird, right? He's running in at 5 defense with 6 willpower, movement 4, and size 2. This guy here has the ability of Black Mirror. And that says that when this model would gain a condition, it may choose a friendly model with this ability to gain that condition instead, if able. Kind of cool. Kind of like, I don't want that, but he's going to get it instead. It also has Dark Deception. When this model suffers damage from an enemy attack action, it may remove one friendly shadow marker within two aura around itself to reduce the damage to zero. Alright, this guy's pretty cool. Sustaining Shadow. Other friendly Umbra models that start the activation with a 6-inch aura heal 2 inches around this guy. He's got the Penumbral Converter. I'm botching it up. I'm trying not to swear because English Ivan does not like swearing. It's in the book. At the end of this model's activation, it may choose either a scheme or friendly shadow marker within 6 inches and drop the other marker into base contact with it, then remove the chosen marker. Okay, and one thing we're going to be going around with abilities of these guys is ungentlemanly affairs. This model may treat negatives from concealment, distracted, and friendly fires as positives. Okay, on his attack and on the back, he's quite wordy. He's got Runic Siphon, range of 10, stat 6, resistance is willpower. It's a Runic Siphon. This action has a stat plus in its duel and may be replaced with a plus crow to its final duel total. The target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage, and with one crow, shadow pen, target must have the concealment or be within 3 inches of a friendly shadow marker. When resolving, target suffers 1 damage and gains staggered, or 2 crows. I got a speech impediment a little bit, so this may not be the best crew for me to be going over right now. Once per turn, enemy only summon one Umbra minion with the cost equal to or less than the target's willpower plus 2 with a shade upgrade attached to it in base contact with the target. Oh, he's a summoner, boys and girls. And what this guy is he's a shadow hunter. Not just a shadow hunter, but there's things that live in your shadows. And he knows it. He does. So he rips these things out of your shadows that live there, and he brings them to the world. And this isn't creepy shit if you think about it. Because my grandson, 2 years old, talked to me about this. Yeah, 2. He says his shadow's out to get him. I was like, oh, your shadow? He goes, no. Papa, the things that live in my shadow. Didn't even hear me talking about this. How does a freaking 2-year-old know this stuff before I read it and know about this period? I'm just saying. But Black Soulstone's his next action. 10 range, 7 stat, 13 target number. Instead of dropping a shockwave marker, this action drops a destructible concealing shadow marker. There's our shadow markers. Centering the shockwave on that marker, and it's shockwave 1, movement 13 damage to friendly Umbra models may ignore the effects of the shockwave. If you have a tome, you will draw a card and a mask. You can take this action again because it's a swift action. Tactical actions, you got encroaching shadows. Target a friendly marker or friendly Umbra model. Push the target up to 6 inches any direction, ignoring any models. Non-Umbra models move through this way must each pass a target 13 movement duel or gain distracted 1. With a mask, you can cut them down. When it moves through you, target may take an attack action. Yep, and so it's a little blade wind thing from the old Warhammer 3rd edition for all that you know. For your action, you've got Shade Step. Place this model anywhere within range in ceiling terrain. With a crow, Trail of Dusk immediately drop a destructible concealing shadow marker into base contact with this model. It's all about the shadows, baby. It's all about the shadows. This guy's like smooth looking too. I'm gonna see if I can pull a picture of him up on the web on the Podbean site. Now this guy's freaking totem. What could it be? What could it really be but a horrific freaking duplicate shadow monster of himself? Why not? So his shadow is called Mr. Mordrake because, well, it's going to be completely something else. It's going to be like, oh, Voldemort crap, right? And so, Same keywords, defense 6, willpower 4, movement 4, size 2. Black Mirror ability, so you got the Born of Shadows. The area within 1 inch of this model is treated as concealing terrain. Oh, because he's shadow. He's got the Demise Silhouette on this here. Will be after this model is killed, it may be placed into base contact with a friendly English Ivan. So, if he does, heals 2 and ends all condition on itself and gains shielded 1. And the friendly English Ivan suffers 2 irreducible 2 damage. Okay. And ungentlemanly fares, same as everyone with ungentlemanly affairs. Okay, back of his card. He's got reach through. This is a range 1 attack. Stat 5 with a movement is target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage, and its motto may heal 1 on the end. With a crow, it's got claimed by shadows. Enemies only, choose a friendly shadow marker and base contact with the target. Bury the target. If the chosen marker is removed, unbury the target. Inch base contact with the chosen marker before it is removed. Okay, alright. Now with the tome, it's a lingering shadow. Drop a destructible concealing shadow marker in base contact with the target. Drag under, target gain stagger, and disturbing sight. Models within 1 inch pulse of the target gain distracted 1. So, that's that there. I'm trying to see my levels here. All about the levels. Okay, tactical actions, Shade Step places model anywhere within range and concealing terrain. With a ram, you're going to reconstitute, so this model may remove a friendly shadow marker and base contact with itself to heal 2. And Trail of Dusk, immediately drop a destructible concealing shadow marker and base contact with his model. So, Mr. Morday Drake being the enforcer, told him that, well, he can take actions. He's not insignificant, so that's nice to have out of a totem. Not too bad. So Mr. English Ivan with 11 wounds and looking oh so dapper. That's what we're looking at there. We're loving the shade so far. For hires. First of all, we're going to look at Mr. Ivan's henchman, which would be, let's see, Gibson DeWalt. Like the tool brand DeWalt, I just like to point it out. This guy here is your henchman, living DUA. 5 defense, 6 willpower, 5 movement, size 2. He's arcane shield, so during your start phase, this model gains shielded 1. Blinded by the light. After an enemy model within 6 inch aura is targeted by an attack, this model may reduce the value of the target's distracted condition by 1 to have the target suffer a negative to any of the duels made to resist the action. Tools for the job. At the start of this model's activation, it may draw the top card of its discard pile, then discard a card. Until the end of this phase, the model may add the suit of discarded card to its final duel totals. Okay. Ungentlemanly affairs. It's their thing. It's the DUA. That's what it means. Back of his card. This guy here, he is a techie. And he makes stuff that helps Mr. Ivan with light stuff. Flashlights and stuff. He's got the Artifactor's Wrench. Range 1, stat 5 defense. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. If the target is a friendly Umber model, it instead heals 2. Umber will be your shadows. With the Tome, Surge, draw a card. He's got the Chromatic Aberration. Range 6, stat 7, willpower. For you resist, and target number 14. Target gains distracted plus 1. If the target is within 1 of a friendly Umber model, this model may instead have the target gain focus plus 1. With a crow burnout, target suffers 2 damage and gains fast. Okay, Mechanical Firefly. Once per activation, Shockwave 2, willpower 13, distracted plus 2. Friendly Umber models may ignore the effects of the Shockwave. And with a RAM, the trigger is Nuclear Shadow. That just sounds cool, doesn't it? A friendly Umbra model within 2 inches of Shockwave marker dropped by this action may take an attack action, ignoring range, targeting enemy model that failed to resist the Shockwave. Tactical action, he's got These Dark Delights. Range of 6, 6 stat, target number 10. Drop a destructible concealing shadow marker within range. So, like a lot of masters in Malifaux, you're going to have your own markers. So, instead of ice pillars, fire tokens, graveyard, corpse things, blah, 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 you have to have shadow tokens. Oh, well. But you're going to drop this, and with a mask, you got Anti-Luminum Bridge. Choose a friendly shadow marker within 6 of the drop marker in this model. Until the end phase, after a friendly Umbra model ends his move in base contact with either the marker or the drop marker, this model may place that model in base contact with other marker. So it's a beam me up, Scotty! Basically. That's my horrible accent. Alright, before we get to the goods, we're going to do the last one, which we will probably not see in the box. I don't know what the box contains, but I'm only assuming what the box has. But the next one is Eva Underhand. Wait, Underhand? Eva Havenhand. Dun, dun, dun. She's a DUA. She got a whip. And she got a blazer. Jacket. Another truck. She got defense 5, willpower 5, 5 movement, size 2. She's got Don't Mind Me, so she can take interact actions while engaged. Or she's taking disengage. She's got the flexible morality, so after an enemy model targets this model with an attack action, the enemy model must either discard a card or suffer negative to the duel. She's a scoundrel, so that allows you at the end of this model's activation, and may look at the top card. 3 cards of the opponent's fate deck and place them back in any order. And she's got the Ungentlemanly Affairs ability. She got the electric whip. So whip it good. Anyway, I had to. Range 2. Thought it would be a little bit more with a whip, but anyway. Stat 6, defense willpower. Target suffers 2/3 damage. Model's damaged by this action must either discard a card or this model may move them up to 3 inches. With a crow, she can shadow pin you, which must have the concealment or be within. The target must have concealment or be within 3 inches of a friendly shadow marker. When resolving, the target suffers +1 damage and gains staggered. If you throw a tome in there, you're going to get sweeping strike. So that, when resolving, this model suffers a blast damage. She's got the Derringer, the trusty old Derringer, 2/3/4 damage. Shooting range of 8, stat 5, coordinated attack with a mask. So after she shoots, another friendly model may take a melee attack action targeting the same model. So think about that. She's going to shoot, and another model may take hand-to-hand action against the same model. So she's shooting in hand-to-hand combat. Simple as that. I don't know how to say it, but that's not two people who are shooting. She's shooting in hand-to-hand, and the person she's shooting in hand-to-hand with is already in hand-to-hand, so it's going to take hand-to-hand attack. She can do a secret passage, which is a range of 12, stat 6, target number 14. And this action may only be declared if this model is within 1 inch of blocking terrain. You can place this model anywhere within 1 inch of blocking terrain. So, move around 12 range. But if she got another one locked away, target a marker. This is a free action. And to end the phase, enemy models treat the area within 2 inches aura of this target as concealing and may not take actions other than walk or disengage while within this area. That's pretty cool. Not too bad. Okay, now, what we got going on here? is we have Gibson, Eva. Now, Eva, I don't know if she's really going to jump out and be strictly like, haha, I gotta have it with Ivan. But I think so. But we're looking at the app. We have operators, which are DUA, and we have a Corvus Rook. I'm not going to worry about going over those because they also have Syndicate, the keyword. So as we go along, there's another master who has Syndicate, so I'll cover them what they got. But what Ivan has, in this keyword, he has Umbra. And these Umbras are basically creatures of shadow. And they're fucking creepy, actually, if you think about it. And there's three of them, to be precise. We have a Brocken Spectre, a Davia, or a Deva, a Diva, or whatever, and a Nocturne. And we'll start with the lowest one first. No. We'll start with the Deva. These will come with the box, I'm sure. And I really think that we should see these guys, in my opinion, we should see this box set as a translucent, smoky effect box set because it only makes sense. Weird. Got that? But these guys are 7 points apiece. You can only have three. And they're creepy-ass freaking shadow guys. Yeah, they're creepy. Just simple as that. They got defense of 6, 4 willpower, 4 movement, size 2. Born of Shadow. These guys are clingy, so, yeah, you give them your number, they're going to keep calling. after any remodel and base contact with this model moves, it must pass a target number 12 move duel, or this model is placed in base contact with the moved enemy model. You got latch on. Enemy models in base contact with this model suffer -1 defense. And they are made to kill. Once per activation, if this model is placed, it may take a melee attack action after resolving the current action. So, clingy, if this enemy model base-to-base contact with the model moves, it must pass the 12 movement duel, or this model may place in the base contact with the model. Then, made to kill once per activation. After model moves and this goes with it, this Deva model will take an attack action out of order before you finish your action. Pretty nifty. And we're not even to the back of the card. Attack actions are such. We have a Maul. Not Darth Maul, but Maul. Resist his defense. 2, 3, 4 damage. With the mask, we got bowled over. You're going to push target 4 inches away from this model, then push this model 4 inches towards the target. We have Lingering Shadow with a Tome. Drop a destructible shadow token. And we have a with a Crow Shadow Pin. Target must have concealment or be within 3 inches of a friendly shadow marker. When resolving, the target suffers +1 damage and gains staggered. Pretty cool. Tactical actions. Mimic. Select one of the target's non-free actions that does not attach upgrades or list a model by name, non-master only. To the end phase, this model may treat the selected action and this trigger as if they were printed on this card. The stat for the action is considered to be equal to the stat for this action. I like it. And with mask on your heels, enemy only places model in base contact with the target. Yeah, look at that. So, we have a range of 6 with mimic. We're copying somebody's mimic, their ability, and we have a mask. Now we're going to place this model in the base contact for the target. Now we just place this model in the base contact with an enemy model. And now, because it's made to kill, I can attack out of turn again because it's placed. Nice. And reclaim shadow. Remove target friendly shadow markers model heals too. Don't forget, one of his triggers is he can put a shadow marker on the table. Not bad. I wasn't quite sure, but once you read something slow and out loud, it kind of makes you feel good about things. Next up, we have the Nocturne. These guys are pretty cool, the little shadow beasts. They are just that. 5 points apiece, defense 6, 3 willpower, 6 move, size 1. These guys are born a shadow. They are dusk hunters. When targeting a model within 2 inches of a friendly shadow marker, this model's attack actions receive a plus to their duels and damage flips. Okay, so they're good. This model is unimpeded, so unimpeded is always good. They have snapping jaws doing 1-3-4 damage with 0 range. With a mask, they can break the eyes, and this will allow you to choose a suit. The target must reveal the top 3 cards of their feat deck and discard any of the chosen suit. Place the rest on the back and top of their deck in any order. And got a little play right there with Eva, where she can look at your cards, so you can, They have Displace. This action ignores concealment. They can move this target up to 3 inches. If this target is in concealing terrain, this model may have the targets gain distracted plus 1. With a tome, they got Lingering Shadow. Drop a destructible concealing marker. And with a mask, reposition. Tactical action, reclaim shadow, remove target friendly shadow marker, heal 2 wounds. Nice and simple. Now we have the Brocken Spectre. This guy's rocking around on a 40mm base, and it's basically a wraith with a electrical collar. Defense 6, 5 willpower, 4 movement, size 3, 8 wounds. Born a shadow. He's got a defense trigger with a mask, which is a Faraday collar. After resolving, the attacking model gains distracted plus 1. It's a terrifying 11, and it's wither away. Enemy models within 3 inches cannot heal. Well, hello. How are you? Next up for attack actions, we have Death Touch. Doing 2, 3, 4 damage, irreducible damage. And if a target is killed by this action, this model heals 2. With a tome, fall into darkness. Place target anywhere within 4 inches of its current position in concealing terrain. It's a shadow. Guys, ladies, I don't know what to tell you. Just how it is. Boogie 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 boogie. We got Enveloping Shadow. This action ignores concealment. Target suffers 1 damage for each friendly shadow marker or friendly umbra model within 2 inches of it. Up to a maximum of 3 though. With a mask on your heels, place his model base contact with the target, and fall into darkness. Place this target anywhere within 4 inches of its current position in concealing terrain. Tactical action, Hollow Glory, 6-inch pulse. Enemy models within range must each pass a 12 target number move duel or be pushed 3 inches towards this model. Enemy models in base contact with this model each suffer 2 damage. With a mask, you're going to get stagger, and models damaged by this action gain staggered. The ability's called stagger. And reclaim shadow. Remove target friendly shadow markers. This model heals 2. So, thoughts about the old DUA and Umbra. Not looking at the other 3 choices we have, which they could be, if you're taking them out. We have the Operative, which is a bit sneaky. Reminds me of Saboteurs a little bit. And we got 4 versus Rook. He just, I don't know. We'll get to him. It's pretty cool. Working a lot with shadow markers, for sure. And jumping around, doing a lot of ghosty tricks and stuff. I think it's neat. I don't know if it's undead. I don't know if it's got play undead. It's new. I don't know what kind of, I didn't get to any of the fluff, so to speak. To actually say, what does it have to do with the Explorer Society in the Brave New World and Explorer in Malifaux, unless these creatures only existed or were found, you know, past Malifaux, in which they were doing and stuff, but I don't know. But, you know, this is one of the new guys and a new shiny book and everything like that, and I'm looking forward to playing that crew, and I think it'd be neat. And like the obliteration models, you know, the Void Wretches and the Obliteration Beasts with the shadow thing. I think it's pretty cool that they are, they would make cool shadow people because they are, you know, shadows. Matter of fact, I have some poltergeists that I might use, not poltergeists, might use my sorrows that I have for Pandora is my date for those guys. I don't know. I think it'd be cool. I like to see him actually have models, so we'll go from there. We're going to call it quits. I'm going to find some music to play that's relevant, and we'll try and do another one this week before everything gets going on. It's getting close to Christmas. I already bought myself everything for Christmas, so yeah. Talk about bad Santa. I'm bad Santa. Let's leave it at that. Alright guys, until next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game, and Lord Cooper next time, and the Malasaurus Rex forever. Anyway, yeah, he's got a dinosaur. Okay, talk to you soon.
Child and dream of that.